Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife and the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program. Last year's early teal season was a brief 9 days. This year's season is almost twice as long.
This year we're going to set the September teal season from September 9th to September the 24th. Considering that we've got over a million more birds than we had last year, things are looking good.
Dave Morrison is waterfowl program leader for Texas Parks and Wildlife. Length of season is determined by the findings of spring breeding ground surveys.
The September teal season is based on blue wings, and we have a triggering mechanism. Anything below 4.7, we've got a 9. Anything above 4.7, we get 16. This year, the breeding population estimate for blue wings between 5.5 and 6 million.
Blue wing is the second most abundant waterfowl species in North America, but harvest rates are low, which helps to make the early season one of our more biologically sound waterfowl seasons in the state.
Blue wings are very early migrants. They'll blow out of the breeding grounds and start migrating earlier than most species. And so without the September teal season, a lot of times those birds just weren't available. So it makes sense. We're getting an opportunity to take these birds before they move out of the United States into Central and South America and provide opportunity for hunters that's not going to impact the population.
That's our show for today, supported by the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program, funded by your purchase of fishing and hunting equipment and motorboat fuels. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.